Well, good evening, everybody. This is Steve Barish, the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I've got some wonderful news this evening. I've got two great people that are involved with a product that's really incredible. I have Marjorie Cole, who's the inventor of a wonderful, wonderful hand cream, and also Rebecca, who knows a lot more about it than I'll ever know. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, we do, Steve.
Okay, good. Could you give the name of your cream and how it's used, please?
Rebecca, would you like to do the honors?
Okay. It's called Hydra Me, which,
that's
by
right.
the way, means to hydrate me.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. It hydrates you, which also tends to make the appearance of the body and the skin look younger, more youthful. But it's much more interesting than that, because even though basically it says that it's hydration, it also happens to be a skin nutrient, which feeds you through your skin and helps your body with the contents of, for instance, aloe vera, which is a highly nutritive plant, golden jojoba, which has natural antioxidants, grapeseed, which is a skin moisturizer as well as an antioxidant, hemp seed, which contains natural antioxidants and vitamin E, olive oil, which is great for all skin types and has terrific, terrific conditioning effects, and sweet almond, which is also a major and fabulous emollient, softening and soothing, and it smells good too. And we also have wheat germ in it, which adds ADE and lecithin, and contains more vitamin E than any other oil presently on the market, and probably in the future that's on the market. Go ahead, Marjorie.
Well, the really nice thing about Hydrame is that it's humectant-free.
Yes.
Meaning it does not have any occlusive ingredients which block the skin's respiratory functions. Meaning Hydrame has excellent tissue absorption, which is what consumers find most beneficial. See, the typical frustrated consumer complains about greasiness and stickiness in common natural and conventional lotion preparations, and Hydrame was formulated to specification so that it would be quick to absorb and very emollient to the skin, leaving you with a very clean, fresh feeling. So it's a great seller to men and women both.
I know I've been using Hydrame for the last year, and it's really, really a fantastic product. You know, I wash my hands 20 or 30 times a day, because I'm doing so much work, doing massage work and energy work. And I use Hydrame, and it really, really relaxes my hands. It's really, really great stuff. And I wanted to know, I think on the bottle, if I remember correctly, aren't most of the products in the bottle, or all the products organic?
There are 10 organic botanicals in Hydrame, coconut being the main constituent. The coconut is antiviral, antifungal, and it aids the absorption into the skin of the other 9 botanical ingredients. We also use something called Grandeur technology. Rebecca, would you like to elaborate a little bit about what Grandeur does with the
product? Yes, Grandeur is a technique developed by Johannes Grandeur based on the work of Victor Schauberger, which helps to take anything that's based with any kind of moisture or water content and implode the molecule, which makes it stronger and more powerful, so it doesn't allow toxins to be absorbed into your skin. What it does is allows the nutrients and the beneficial properties of all of these natural botanicals to get into your skin while actually releasing in a tornado type of vortex all of the toxins and the impurities that your skin doesn't want, that they may already have had in it. So it has a double-fold benefit. On one hand, it absorbs the good things that your body needs and wants. On the other hand, it gets rid of the toxins that your body already has and doesn't need. So that's how that works. It also miniaturizes the molecule of the lotion so that the benefits are fed to your skin quicker. And like she said before, with no greasy tacky feeling, and your skin can breathe. It can respirate in and expirate out, which is its normal function, while it's being fed, nurtured, and heals itself that way. It's given the opportunity to heal and balance itself to make your body better.
Yeah,
I know that in my use of it, it's the only cream that I've ever used that is not greasy. And it goes right into the skin, and it's really profound. It has a big, profound difference in the way that I feel. Afterwards, usually when I close my hands, I could feel the stiffness in my hands, and after I use that product, my hands aren't stiff anymore. So it makes a real, real big difference.
It's probably the omegas that are being fed through it into your skin, which are helping you, because they not only moisturize, but they can also help prevent skin irritations and skin conditions, such as, for instance, eczema and dandruff, and anything. Stiffness can also be caused by dehydration, and since it does hydrate, such as the name Hydromade, that's also preventative for that.
Right, because I know it's a fabulous product. It's the only cream I use, and it's really, really fabulous stuff.
Well, we have a lot of healers in our area. This is sort of like the Second Sedona in Park Slope, Brooklyn, New York. And the thing that the healers like about it here is that they can do their energy work and use this product at the same time. It doesn't clog them. It doesn't stop their energy from flowing. In fact, many of the healers have told me that it actually enhances their healing properties when they're working on clients. It actually gives them more feeling toward the etheric and the vibrational, and they're able to use their tools more efficiently with it. They use crystals and pyramids and different tools in their trades as healers. And they find that they actually, this is one of the few things that they can use. In fact, the only thing that they can use that allows them to do this without having anything block the potential energies that their clients need to feel the energies that are being given to them through them.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. That really, it really is a great product. I've used it, and it doesn't bother my energy at all. And as a matter of fact, at some point, it actually enhances that I can see more energy coming out of my hands. So,
well, that's
really
exactly what I'm talking about. It seems to amplify the energy that's coming out of the hand or even an object. For instance, you know, I know that you have the projectors there and the pyramidal structures, and they really help to enhance energy. And the Hydromé has similar energy. In fact, it feels, when you're using this, as if you're sitting in the eye at the tip of the pyramid and you're projecting out all that wonderful energy, and at the same time, all the wonderful energy of the universe is coming into you and feeding you and nurturing you. At the same time, it's a protective, which kind of, you know, helps keep you from absorbing any of the bad energies that a healer, let's say, would ordinarily get from a client. This way, they don't have to worry about the cleansing so much because they're being shielded, and as well as the energies are being enhanced for the healing and the nurturing of the client, too. It's actually one of the healer's best-kept secrets that clients don't know about yet.
That's really great. That's,
you know, now they'll know about it because we're talking about it. But
if any of the listeners would like to go to the website and peruse the site while listening to us, the website is www.hydramay.com, spelled HYDRAME.com. We also have a purchase page on the site as well, and they could place an order if they so desire. We also have placement on Pyridine too, if anybody wanted to purchase through, you know, Dr. Bell's website. We are available through him as well now, which is exciting. Very exciting.
Fantastic.
Well, to me, what the most interesting part is, I was never interested in a product like this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I was at the show, and my guide said, go over to that booth. I had no idea why.
Mm-hmm.
Going over to this booth, and what do I find there? A skin nutrition. I'm thinking, why am I being drawn over to a booth with a skin nutrition?
Mm-hmm.
To me, a cosmetic is a cosmetic. Except I kept being drawn back to it, and as I tried it, I just got this rush of healing energy. Some of us healers call it the quickening energy. It feels like those little ice crystals coming down you. I don't know really what everyone calls it, but that's what someone taught me. And ever since I brought this back and I started to use it, I've gotten the most amazing, amazing healing stories about it from all of my clients and also from clients of other practitioners here who are using it. So I guess my guides had a reason for bringing me to your booth, and I'm very grateful for that.
That was an exciting show. As a matter of fact, Rebecca and I are planning to go to Anaheim, California for the Natural Products West show in March, March 19th, 20th, and 21st. We are booth 4710, and this is the largest natural product show on the West Coast. So we're looking forward to that.
That's wonderful. I know I'm going to be, we'll have some boxes of it at the Fred Bell Show in March in New York City, so it should be very, very interesting, and I know Mikkel likes it very, very much, and it's quite an interesting product.
It's the only, I would think, universally energetic thing that I've ever put on my skin, other than water, which can be exceptionally energetic and clearing, that I have felt belongs with me. I've
mm-hmm.
never been able to even wear anything on my body before because I always felt as if I was being suffocated.
Mm-hmm.
With this, there's just such a natural flow. And since I am, you know, a medical intuitive and an empath, and I have to work with energies, this is very important for me because I couldn't do my work the way I do it if I were blocked in any way. And this stuff is so, it's like totally opposite of a blocker. Not only is it not a blocker, it also enhances and opens the vibration and the feeling and the energy. It enhances bonding between people. I've actually felt the energetic bonding more with the clients using this than I have ever had using anything else. And inevitably, people walk out with it. So,
Rebecca, tell Steve how you perceive the bottle's packaging. How do you perceive the packaging?
Well, to me, the bottle represents, in a sense, the joining of, you know, the oceans of life with the Father Sky and Mother Earth. You have the funnel of the water coming up and bringing all these nutrients up into you, and then the three of them touches the Father Sky and Mother Earth as it's coming up, and it creates a life force with it. Then it brings you out into the cosmos. There's a music about it, a Pythagorean type of vibration, which fills you when you look at this thing. It's absolutely gorgeous to behold, but that's also what the lotion inside feels like too, which is amazing to me. As I said before, it gives me the feeling of being inside the eye of that pyramid and connected with everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful cobalt blue, and it's got lovely music and universal strength. It's very, very cosmic. It's cosmic and nurturing and feeding and life-giving.
I know the product is just really wonderful for me because I know that when I use it, my hands really, really feel nice. And some of my clients will say something about my hands being very soft. And I think it's really important that people realize that I really don't use things unless I test them myself.
Absolutely.
And this product is the only product I've ever used that actually doesn't bother my energy, and I'm extremely sensitive to energy. And it's something that I use all the time as I'm working, and it really works. And the smell of it is wonderful. The smell is pure coconut. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful product.
It's interesting that you say that because some people really pick up on that coconut, and most people really pick up on the I shouldn't say natural because today natural means artificial. What I should say is on the real sweet almond oil that's in there. And the combination of those two, the scent is just amazing.
Well, I think the amazing product that's in there that a lot of people don't know about and they really should know about is the vitamin E.
Absolutely.
And vitamin E is so essentially important to us. Can you elaborate on vitamin E a little bit, Rebecca?
Well, basically, vitamin E helps to open up your system. It helps to have your lymph flow better. And if your lymph flow is better, then your body is able to, as I was saying before, eliminate toxins, getting rid of the things that you don't need. And when you eliminate toxins, and no, I'm not correlating that this is a cure at all. Let me disclaimer that immediately. As everyone knows out there, that vitamin E has been proven to be somewhat of an aid in, let's say, prevention of, you know, carcinogenic and things like that conditions. So the point is, if you have that in any product, especially in one that actually absorbs and feels so clean afterwards, so you know it's getting in properly, you're going to be having the preventative qualities of that product as well getting into your system and helping you lead a cleaner and much longer, healthier life, one that doesn't have, let's say, as many challenges as some other things might cause.
That's amazing. It's really amazing.
You know, I'd like to also add a special note, because you had made the comment about coconut. That product actually has an aroma of almond, but it's very, very subtle. And it was designed to be like that, because as much as we all want natural, we really don't want to smell natural, okay?
That's true.
and so what we do when we manufacture Hydramay is we add essential almond on the backside just before the product is complete. And it gives it a hint of almond, which quickly dissipates upon oxidizing. And so there is no lingering scent as you would find in typical applications.
No, no whatsoever. It's clean and refreshing. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And you're left feeling fresh and clean with no residual lingering aroma. So there's no conflict. Yeah, it's a very peaceful product to use and wear. And it's very complimentary to all parties.
That's fantastic. You know, the product is so good for me. I've used it. I became very good friends with both Marjorie and Rebecca. As a matter of fact, they've been at my place of work, and we did a lot of good energy work together. And I remember using Hydramay in the office. And but they're really fantastic people, and Marjorie is about down to earth as I am, if not more. And Rebecca is probably the best medical intuitive I've ever run into, and she's in Brooklyn. Could you give your phone numbers out?
Well, sure, if you want. By the way, you're speaking, the person speaking, as everyone already knows who's listening to this, is Steve Barishan. He is an incredible healer, and my son, who is there, told us that he saw Saint Germain while Steve was working on him, and I thought that was very amazing. By the way, he wants to thank you for that experience.
Thank you.
Okay, my phone number is 718-788-8783. That's 718-788-8783. And my place in Brooklyn in Park Slope is called The Essence of Life. That's V with a T-H-E, Essence of Life.
That's wonderful. Marjorie, what's the phone number of your product, please?
Our number is 440-897-1498. And our website address, again, is hydramay.com, spelled HYDRAME.com. And I'd like to thank you, Steve, very much for your support in our product, for your belief, and for your love.
And your great
Rebecca,
energy.
I want to thank you, and I appreciate you dearly for everything
you.
That you've worked with me on for the last year. And I also wanted to express my appreciation and love to my mother and father, Marilyn and Steve Merck, for their support, and they've been cheerleaders for us here in Cleveland, Ohio, and I can't tell you, there's just so many beautiful, loving people that are reaching out to us and calling us who want to be part of this, who want to either help us with demonstrations. We have stores calling, two to three, four new stores a week, retail health food stores calling, wanting to carry the product. And consumers who are buying are referring us to their local stores, and we're really gathering some momentum now, which feels so invigorating, and it's just a wonderful, energizing feeling to know that Hydramay is catching on, that people are enjoying the product, that they're really feeling its benefits, and it's helping them. And that's what Hydramay was designed to do, was to help people.
Yeah.
And to make them feel good, and because we care about people, we love them, and we wanted to give them a gift.
And it does have very interesting side effects.
Yes.
What I mean by side effects is several of my clients have informed me that it literally not only nurtured their skin, But after using it for several times, the skin has been detoxified in several ways because they had certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And their skin doctors tell them that their dermatologists have told them they no longer have had conditions that they've had for years. And they told their dermatologist, this is what I've been using. And the doctors were quite impressed by it. In fact, so were the clients, because the skin now felt and looked 20 years younger than it had before. So that's a wonderful side effect, so keep up the good work. Okay.
Well, I can honestly say my father, who's very analytical person, all his life has had problems with his skin, irritations, you know, all kinds of things. He loves the product, and he's a great testimony to anybody out there who may have irritations and allergies to products, may be interested in wanting to try this and see if it works for them.
That's fantastic. As long as I got Rebecca on the phone.
Ah.
Rebecca is a fantastic medical intuitive, everybody, and we have about 13 million people that listen to this program.
Mm.
And wanted to know if you could hang on the phone for a little bit and work with me tonight a little bit. We could accept some phone calls and see if we can help some people out this evening. Would you like to do that?
Okay, I'd be happy to.
That's wonderful. So if anybody wants to call in, please don't hesitate to give us a call. We'll talk about the Hydre product, and we could talk about energy. We can talk about the Hydre... Hydre-may product. And,
think of it in French. It means hydrate me.
Yeah.
Or plant would say water me.
Yeah. I just bought a Portamid.
Oh, did you?
Actually, yeah, I just got it from Fred. I worked in New York, so one of the bonuses I got was the Portamid, and that is just utterly fantastic. It's a pyramid, and it's a 10-foot pyramid, and it's over my bed, and it's just been absolutely amazing.
The energy coming out of that must be awesome.
Oh, it's just incredible. It's the first couple of nights I could feel detoxification, and the rest of the time, any kind of elves or anything of that nature just doesn't come through. It just is so wonderful.
Well, that's great. Actually, that's a very interesting thing. I don't mean to go back to the hydromane in this sense, but since it is Grander treated, and Grander also, by the way, neutralizes electromagnetic fields and ELF radiation by itself. Which we've been proved to do in studies by MIT, et cetera, and in Japan and 31 other countries. I mean, it does impart some of those qualities to that skin nutrition, which is probably why it detoxifies people so well, and it feels so, you know, similar to what you're describing being under the pyramid. You have that amazing feeling of reaching out and touching everything and everything else coming into you that's good while you're being protected.
Right.
It sounds very much like pyramidal energy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
we should put it in a pyramidal bottle.
That would be interesting to do. I know that I've had it for about a week now. I'm going to put, I have a star orb I'm going to put on top of it.
Oh,
and,
nice.
I'm going to put a crystal in the star orb and a crystal underneath the capstan and a laser for the star orb. So it should be quite interesting. I know I put the star orb. Fred, I was on Dr. Fred's show last night, and I was telling him that I put the star orb on top of the capstan, and all I saw was extremely bright light that just came right through, and it was so bright I could just barely look at it. It was almost it was captivating, all of captivating, and the energy ran down the side of the pyramid. And also about 30% down onto the through the pyramid and onto my bed, and the power of it was just absolutely incredible. So I'm going to be putting that on tomorrow night. I wonder what the
Hydromay
would do if we put that underneath the pyramid for a while.
That should definitely enhance any healing work or as well as personal healing that you're doing.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. It'd be fabulous to do. Have you been busy in your practice?
I've been busy. The flu is going around in this neighborhood. I've been nursing people back to health all over the place, left, right, center, between and out. And also are making some wonderful progress. And we're hoping to have Steve Barish into New York as we complete some details sometime, maybe, you know, in the next 6 or 7 months. Maybe he'll be a speaker here. He might grace us with that.
Oh, I'd love to do that for you.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty busy. We have a lot of work to do here. We have a healing center here that we're also rebuilding at the moment. And, you know, we're just slowly, you know, turning it into something that's as wonderful to look at as it is to experience, put it that way.
That's great.
So it's kind of nice. I mean, Steve has never had that problem. He's always had a beautiful setting.
Well, thank you.
See, you have. You know your feng shui very well, and your energy when you walk in is just awesome. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I just, I moved everything home. And I've got the projectors up in the room. I sent you a projector, Dan, so hopefully you'll be able to use it one of these days when you get on busy.
Well, actually, shortly I will, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just fantastic that I could share that with Rebecca. She's got a lot of knowledge in terms of intuitiveness and medical and a lot of other things. She knows more about all kinds of vitamins and minerals and different things of that nature. So once in a while, I give her a call. And
basically, herbs, energy work.
Yeah.
I'm really geared toward getting into a person's beingness and seeing what is that's out of balance and helping a person to rebalance. Similar to what Steve does, not exactly the same, but I think it's a very good synergistic partnership when it works together.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think, Marjorie, are you guys going to be coming up here?
Yes, January 18th.
Good, good. That's fantastic. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Rebecca, are you going to come?
Well, thank you for the invite. I didn't know until now, but
yeah.
I think that I can clear the date.
Sure. There's always room here for you guys, so you know that would be really good to have you up here. The pyramid energy that I'm using right now, and even more than that, I was talking to Fred last night about it. I mentioned it to last week that the energy that's coming in for the last month has been extremely, extremely powerful. And we're having a lot of fun with it in terms of watching my cells change. My cells have been glowing with white light for the past month, and my intuitiveness has increased a lot with it. And so I'm finding out that the work is increasing even more. And that's really good to do. It's a lot of fun to use that kind of energy.
It's good to use that kind of energy because it can help to make the shifts, you know, easier.
Yep.
I mean, we all know we're going through an earth change right now, although I think it's more of a shifting because rather than a global warming, may I say a global shifting, because it's pretty obvious that the seasons are shifting.
Mm-hmm.
All of our energies are shifting as well, and as they do, you know, people get knocked off their center of balance. So when you could do something along the lines of the pyramidal energy, or you know, even with the projectors or pyramids themselves, or your, you know, direct energy with the Andromedans and even the Hydromay, using it for the skin to help the skin balance, since that's the most constant contact you have with the outside world, other than breathing. You know, these things all help to enhance the transition and make it easier for us so that, you know, we're not going through major upheavals and major discomfort as we're, you know, traveling through this, which I think is important.
How have you been, Marjorie? You doing good, honey?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Steve, for asking.
That's good. I can't wait till you guys get up here so we can do some really great energy work together.
I'm looking forward to it. It's wonderful to be in the studio with you working together. I learned so much, and I'm left with a peaceful tranquility, and I'm able to focus on business and work on new ideas and formulations, and I find it just great. I'm very appreciative.
Well, channeled ideas are very challenging. Excuse me. challenging in a lot of ways, because even though they're channeled from a higher source, you then have to go out and gain the general acceptance of the public,
mm-hmm.
which includes terminal energy as well, because
mm-hmm.
people know that there are shifts going on. But at the same time, you have to try to help guide people who need help, and ourselves as well, through these situations so that we can come up with these wonderful new ideas. And Marjorie is amazing at coming up with amazing ideas. I think she's very, very much connected with the higher sources.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she actually came up with the formulation and other things that she's done as well. She's actually channeled them and really gotten inspiration from much higher sources.
If there's anybody out there that wants to be healed, please don't hesitate to call us. We're more than happy to help you. And we can really do a wonderful job at it, too. So if there's anybody out there that needs any kind of work, please give us a call. I'm more than happy to help you. And I know that Rebecca and Marjorie would love to help you, too. So you have three people here that want to do some really great work on you guys tonight. So please don't hesitate to call. But back to Hydrame. With Hydrame, I notice also that when I put it on my skin becomes very supple, which for a guy is pretty interesting to say. I my hands are pretty rough after washing them so many times, but with Hydrame, it just stays very soft, and That's really amazing stuff.
Well, I think it's part of the formulation, too, because, you see, what is aging caused by? Aging is caused by calcification, which is basically a deficiency or an imbalance between, let's say, potassium, calcium, magnesium. It's also caused by dehydration, which means obviously not being hydrated, not having enough fluids in your system. So what Hydrame does is not only adds the fluids, which the name implies itself, but it also has these nutrients and vitamins and the ingredients that are in it, which actually help to, let's say, cause a balancing of the magnesium and the phosphorus and the calcium in your system. So if you're bringing these things into you that actually can help cause a balancing of something that might have been imbalanced before, suppleness or tensilosity, for instance, can reappear after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because as your body balances, its tendency is to seek equilibrium and heal itself.
Yeah. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
So it's not just the hydration process. It's actually more than that. It's basically the skin nutrition process.
If I remember correctly, I was talking to Marjorie. I think this product is for the whole body. Am I correct about that, Marjorie?
Yes, you're completely correct. It's a total body nutrition. Use it lavishly on your body and use it several times a day for your hands. Use it for your face, everything. Again, the key thing here is that it's humectant-free. See, humectants are very large molecules, and they sit topically on the skin. They're too big to penetrate through the epidermal layer of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, when you're putting on a typical application, even some natural preparations have humectants in them,
mm-hmm.
You're not getting any kind of a nutrition into the epidermal layer. It's blocked.
Mm-hmm.
The molecular structure being so large is keeping other good things from getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, we've avoided that. But yet, at the same time, the botanicals are so emollient that the comment that you made that your skin feels very supple is because of the emolliency that the botanicals yield in the formulation. And don't forget that formulation is key to every
mm-hmm.
product's effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And Hydrame is a simple formula, but it's a very, very difficult formula to make.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult, and we have to be very, very careful with the balance of the nutrients because they're very sensitive.
Right.
And it takes care and caution when we're manufacturing this. So it truly is a wonderful product to behold. And those people out there in the different states that do have it, that are using it, they're loving it. And
mm-hmm.
the stores
mm-hmm.
there are contacting us, you know, send another box.
Can I make a comment here about that?
Sure.
I've had somebody come in here, in fact, two or three people told me they tried an experiment with it. Now, I haven't done this yet, but it'd be interesting if people out there would like to try this. They've taken the Hydrame and they put it on their foreheads, and then they meditated. And they're telling me that it's helping to increase their psychic openness and to get the vibration out there for them, and they actually find it easier to meditate and to get into a higher state faster with it. And they're also coming up with more inspiration quicker with it. I haven't tried that yet, but I think that would be an interesting experiment for people out there to try and then get back to us on, you know, the input regarding that.
Well, I'm going to do that, and I'll get back to my audience and let them know, and I'll talk to you guys about it, too. That'll be very interesting.
Okay,
to
that
do.
Sounds great.
Well, that sounds great to me, because I know that I've been highly inspired ever since I started this project.
Yeah, it must be coming from somewhere. No, we know it's coming from somewhere. You're an inspiration to begin with, but for people to tell me that who, you know, have made their most of their lives are geared toward meditation and stuff, and to tell me how it's actually becoming much more enhanced than it had been before, I found that to be quite astounding. I mean, I listen to what these people say, and, you know, to me it's an education every day, learning more and more wonderful things about this, and it doesn't seem to end, so I love it.
Yeah,
it
I'm finding out more about it tonight. I've noticed that my energy field actually opens up when I put it on my hands. I'm going to have to try it.
Did you mention that too?
Body. Hmm?
You meant try it on your pineal and pituitary area, because that's what they're talking. I have one guy who's actually putting it on the top of his crown chakra. That's
mm-hmm.
right over the hair.
Right.
And then the other part he's putting on the forehead, you know, in between the third eye, and then
yes.
he goes into meditation, and he just absolutely says that it really helps him enhance it. Like I said, I have not tried it yet myself personally, but
mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely going to. But I'd like to get a massive, you know, test on this. But, you know, anybody out there is willing to try this, you know, I would really, really love to hear the results of what they've gotten.
That would be a lot of fun.
Steve, I know that you're using the bath gel. How do you like that?
The bath gel is really nice. I'm out of it. I've been using it, and that was really nice. That was really, really good stuff.
Well, we have the finger split repair balm is coming out this week.
Really?
And I know that Rebecca's been really wanting that. We have a finger split repair balm and the lip hydration.
Mm-hmm.
So two new products coming out this week. We're really excited. And the finger split repair balm is used in combination with the Hydramay Skin Nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you apply the finger split balm to the fingertips in a circle motion and then take a dab of Hydramay over the top to seal in the remedy. And
mm-hmm.
results do follow. So be consistent for those of you who are using this already. I know I'm getting a lot of orders for the finger split repair balm as we're in the winter season now. And many people get these deep, deep cuts and grooves in their thumb and index finger.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people walk around with bandages on their fingers and pieces of tape and such. Because as we all know, finger splits can be very painful.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are listening and you'd like to try a really innovative, very good, affordable, effective product, the Hydramay Tips is excellent.
It just gave me a great idea, you know.
What's that?
Remember that I said these people using it on the pineal and pituitary points?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in shiatsu, you know, or reflexology, the fingertips or in between each finger are main portals. So I'm thinking, why not try it there, too, to see what energy is, you know, released? Because Steve is saying himself that his hands feel more enhanced before working. So I think this actually has an enhancement of field generation properties.
I have a feeling that the amount of vitamin E that you're using is causing that enhancement. I mean, it could be everything else. But I know that vitamin
E is
life-giving,
yeah.
So it's really an incredible product.
Well, it's also it's highly antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of men who are using the product who are either out in the elements, either on tractors or sailboats or just out mowing the lawn, who are getting red in the face or red on their head, red on the shoulders, are grabbing the Hydramay and lavishly putting it all over these reddened areas. And they're finding relief and soothing. They're not feeling the tightness of the skin,
mm-hmm.
peeling or burning. The Hydramay being so antioxidant is neutralizing any kind of a redness that may be occurring. So with what you're saying with regard to your hands could be also the effect of feeling the antioxidant is a very
high
level.
Oh, I'm not denying what it is.
Yeah.
I just, you know, think it's an interesting experiment to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, seriously.
I think it's wonderful. It's, I'm going to try that on the pineal. I'm going to try it on my heart area.
Because if this really does enhance personal auric fields and chakras, and it really does enhance projection of energy, well, it wouldn't surprise me because of the grander technology in there as well.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all because grander technology is known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that anything that you would use that would be organic, like your product, would have to enhance the energy.
Oh, I know. I feel great when I put it on. I mean, I'm always using it myself, and not just being the formulator, but I completely believe in it. Now, you've got people out there that are designing products that they don't even use their own stuff. I am completely dedicated to using my things, and I share it with my customers and clients as well.
Right.
But I can honestly tell you, I am full of energy and inspiration all the time. And if I want to attribute that to Hydramay, I'll give it full credit.
Yeah.
I know I have two clients who have very interesting skin conditions. I'm not really going to say what the skin condition is because I want to see what happens with the protocol we're doing first, and I'd also need their permission for that. But they are telling me that the Hydramay is the only thing helping them, and for this skin condition, today science has nothing that they can recommend for it. So that's quite interesting.
That's great.
So if it's helping something that nothing is supposed to help,
really
I
great.
Think it's pretty unique. I really do.
Yeah.
Unique and wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, tell us a little bit how when you were at the Natural Products Expo, when you were trying products, you would say that if something worked good, you'd lean forward. How does that go with you?
Well, this is just body kinesiology. It's really not what brought me to you, but I was actually forced to your table by my guides. You know that. So this is a different thing. I'll tell you how to do that. Basically, it's pretty simple. Most people out there know about kinesiology and muscle testing, I would assume, because if you're listening to this program, I would assume you know this. But you take a bottle or something you want to eat or drink, and you put it by your diaphragm, okay, just below the breastplate or the breastbone, which some people know as the xiphoid process, which is in between. On the right side, you'd have your liver and your gallbladder. On the left side, you have your spleen. And you hold the product there. If your body leans forward slightly, it means it's good for you, and it leans forward, backwards slightly, it means it's bad for you. Now, if your body leans forward on the chocolate cake, understand that that's self-prejudicial and that doesn't count, because we all know that the sugar and the flour is not good for you. But if you're doing it neutrally, it's a very, very good method of finding out what's good and bad for the intake in your body. It's the simplest form of kinesiology there is. As long as you don't have any preconceived ideas of what's good and bad for you or what you really think you want to do and what you don't want to do, it's a very good method of testing things.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Some people get very good positives on chocolate cake, but we know they're fooling themselves. It tastes good, but they are fooling themselves.
Yeah, that's great. You guys can be proud of me. I lost 8 pounds already. So.
Oh, gosh, I'm very
proud. Oh, congratulations.
Proud of you.
Yes, I'm
yeah,
really,
congratulations.
I'm
like, that's
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, I want to get down about 60 pounds. So should really help out a lot. Just
see, by the time you come in to speak to us, I won't even recognize you. I'll open the door and say, where is he?
But, I just want to get more healthy in terms of being able to do a lot more energy work.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so that's, actually, I say that everything is fun for me. And that's what it breaks down to, is fun. And, as you get older, I'm 65, so as you get older, the better the time spent just growing with energy and doing more things with energy is absolutely fantastic. And I know that my energy has grown tremendously in the last month on a cellular and RNA and DNA level. The atomic structure I know is changing, and I'm seeing a tremendous amount of white light coming from my third eye. So there's a lot happening, and with people like you out there that are inventing products that are going to help us, between you and Dr. Bell and Dr. Valerie, there's a lot happening out there. There's tremendous, you guys have got tremendous gifts, and I'm proud to call you my friends. And
Thank you.
Just,
we're glad to call you friend, too. Well, at least I believe we all are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of that, Steve, tell Rebecca a little bit about the Sacred Grove.
Oh, yeah. We were at Dr. Valerie and Madeline. Dr. Valerie has her show too on a different day, but we were at the Sacred Groves in Palmyra, New York, which is about 10-15 miles from Rochester. No, actually it's about 30 miles. And Sacred Groves is an area where John Smith received, I think, golden plates, and where he wrote the Bible, the Book of Mormon. And,
really?
Yes, that's where he wrote it at. And I took my master out there 15 years ago, and we were just blown away by the energy that was there. And he said to me, he says, Steve, I can see how a man could write a Bible in this area.
Wow.
Yeah, Dr. Valerie, Madeline, and myself went to the Sacred Groves. As we were walking into the grove itself, I saw a cathedral, a spiritual cathedral in front of me that must have been about 200-300 feet high. And as we kept walking inside of Sacred Groves, the energy became even more potent. And Valerie, we stopped for a minute or two. Valerie wanted to sit and just take a look and see what the energy was like in this one area.
Yeah, she's got a lot of wonderful energy.
Oh, God, she's wonderful.
So is Madeline, actually.
Yeah,
they're both incredibly filled with wonderful energy.
Oh, just fabulous. Anyhow, she was sitting down and meditating, and we moved on to an area where there was some haze. And there were two gentlemen that they were the same height, same weight, that stopped to talk to Valerie, and she said hello, and they said hello. And we saw them walking on the path towards us, and as soon as they got to the area where the haze started, they actually disappeared right in front of us. So we knew that they were angels.
They
actually disappeared. Actually just disappeared right in front of our eyes, and we knew that they were angels. And the amazing part of it was is that we thought it was a minute or two difference in time, and Valerie said no, it was a half hour.
That I believe.
So the
I
time between
they
that. Talked to Madeline, excuse me, Dr. Valerie, and that we saw them was a half hour. We thought it was only a minute, maybe 2 minutes tops. So we were really taken back by that. I mean, Valerie really knows her stuff, so that was really amazing. On the walkout of Sacred Groves, there was an area where we were looking up at trees, and there was this tremendous light that was coming through the trees, and it got brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. I could say it 20, 30 times. The light was so bright, it just was absolutely incredible. We knew that somebody up there was watching over us. And we all had our hands up, and we were praising and praying. And eventually the light went dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And as soon as it got to the dimmest point, the wind picked up blowing, and we thought it was going to rain, and it didn't. But it's quite an area, and that's called the Sacred Groves. And that was quite an experience for all three of us. So if you ever get up here, we can take a walk in that area. That's
I'd love to do that one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really potent stuff. In the summertime, it's really beautiful. So if you guys want to come up here in the summertime, too, we can go there. It'll be a lot of fun. But that's an area that's incredible. Rochester is a very hot area in terms, a hotbed of areas.
Energy and portal.
For energy. I know that the Tibetan monks were here, and they did a mandala about 5 years ago here.
Really?
Yeah, they were here. They were here for about a month, and they did a mandala, and they took it to the mouth of the river that we have here and dumped it in. They dumped the mandala in. And so it's really amazing. I mean, it's the Genesee, and it's just a hotbed area of energy here. I mean, you could walk to different areas and just get blown away. So I'll take you on a ride around. I'll show you the energies that are really incredible up in Rochester area. And I'll tell you what else is gorgeous is Niagara Falls.
Mm.
That's really beautiful. That energy from that water is just incredible.
That's very powerful.
Yeah, it's really, really
very powerful life force.
Extremely powerful light force. And I'm starting to understand a little bit more about energy. There are angels all around us. I mean, I've seen so many angels lately. It's just absolutely incredible. So something is happening very big, extremely
big. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's true.
I suspect you can feel it down there, too, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ohio, can you feel it out there?
Oh, I definitely can.
Yeah. And so something big is happening for us. And it's bigger than we've ever known before. And I'm having a lot of fun here with it. My clients love it. My clients love the new places I'm at here. And we're doing some serious energy work here. Really, really serious. And when you get up here, we can really do some really great work. So looking forward to seeing you guys up here. So that'll be a lot of fun. I want to thank you guys so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Steve, I'm very appreciative of the time with you on the show. I thank Don Newsome. He's a wonderful, wonderful host. His talent, he's just a wonderful person.
And I'd like, if anyone out there wants to try and experiment with that hydromie and let us know whether or not it enhances your psychic abilities or really gets the energy out there for you. We're very curious as to what's going on with that because we're getting some very, very interesting reports on it.
Let's give out your phone numbers again, please.
Okay, well, mine is 718-788-8783. That's 718-788-8783.
And that's Rebecca.
That's Rebecca from the Essence of Life, the Medical Intuitive.
Marjorie, what's your number, honey?
My number is 440-897-1498. And our website address is hybrame.com.
It's a lotion that the Walkins and the Star Children like to use, and I should know.
Yeah.
Well, and we call it Hydramay Skin Nutrition. We don't like to say the word lotion because
everybody's got lotion.
We've got skin nutrition, you know.
That's the skin nutrition that the Star Children and the Walkins like to use.
That's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys up here.
Well, Steve, it was great being with you tonight. Thank you for the
pleasure as always.
You guys are wonderful. It's wonderful having you on the radio with me.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you guys. Good night.
Take care. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, that was a pleasant evening. There were really two good friends of mine, and I wanted to talk about the PortaMed also. PortaMed is actually a pyramid. I have one that's 10 feet in height, and it's actually extremely, extremely powerful. You have to really get used to it. The first two nights I was detoxifying, and my sleep has been just absolutely incredible. I've been able to sleep much, much better, and the energy from it has blocked the ELFs. I can feel that not coming through, and also that it blocks any kind of toxins that might be floating around. It's really incredible. It's something that Fred has developed. And the metals are covered with a beautiful white a product that he uses, and it's really powerful. And also that I'm looking forward to putting on the star orb, and the star orb should be very, very keen. I remember putting that on, as I said, the light from the star orb was absolutely extraordinary. And it almost matched the same light coming from the projectors that I have in my room. There's a ball of light that sits right in the center of the projectors. It's about 3 or 4 inches in roundness. And that goes to the center of the table. And at the center of the table, there's tremendous energy that's created by the projectors. So that really, really does a wonderful job for me and really does great, great work for my clients. And I have had the Andromedans in my room. We've discussed that many times on the radio. But the one thing that I'm really, really, I want to experiment more with the pyramid and the projectors with the pyramid. So I'm going to be playing with that, and I'm reporting to Dr. Bell almost every day exactly what's going on and what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing a tremendous amount of light in the center of the pyramid. Also, that in fact that I'm starting to see something very visible, and that's a lot more energy. I was noticing as I was talking here, there were two white lines of pure white light that came into my house that was quite long. So there's a lot happening with the pyramid right now. And so it's quite interesting. So I wanted to thank everybody. I'm sorry nobody called this evening, but maybe next week we'll have a lot more callers. I know I must be getting close to Christmas, so I guess you guys are out shopping and doing your things. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to me, and thanks very much for Dr. Bell and Valerie and the guys over at HydraMe. So take care, God bless, and I hope everything does well with everybody. Bye-bye.